Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Today sees the start of December, if you didn't know, and as Christmas season kicks into gear, some of us really struggle with it. Now, way back in the summer, life coach Rachel Gatto joined us to talk about her remarkable journey through grief and illness and how she now uses that experience to help others. Rachel, you're very welcome back.
Morning, Jen.
Great to have you. It's great to have you. So how do your own experiences help you to relate to clients who just dread the Christmas season?
I think it's because we can get carried away at Christmas, and it can become sort of a time where everybody gets really joyous and they're jumping around and there's carols and everything. And I remember a time when actually walking down Shop Street in Galway was probably the most heartbreaking time, because it brings back lots and lots of memories. So I can really identify with my clients when they come into me, and they are doing so at the moment, and saying, listen, I'm conflicted about Christmas. You know, I've had a loss, or we've got into family problems or conflicts, or indeed somebody they love isn't there, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a difficult time, and it can be mixed, and I think that's okay. I mean, I think we need to have a bit of a realistic view about Christmas as well as finding it a joyous time. I don't want to be the Grinch who stole Christmas, but
no.
I think we need to look at the other side of
but
it.
When I saw that you were coming in to talk about this, I was like, well, there's so many people out there like who've lost people in the last year or so, or whatever it is, or who are going through a difficult time, and we forget about those people. We're like, you should be happy, Merry Christmas, put on Mariah Carey there, go out and have a few drinks. So it is a really difficult time for a lot of people, but what tools do you try and provide those who feel lonely with?
Well, if you're lonely at Christmas, I mean, the first thing I would say is you are not alone, because there are many people around the world and in the country alone. And Christmas does pass. And I think that's the most important thing. With the lead up to Christmas, it can seem interminable. And you think we're leading up to an amazingly big time. But actually, in reality, it's one day. So I think keeping a perspective on everything is a very, very important part of planning for Christmas. And if you're alone at Christmas, why not use it as a time to actually treat yourself? Why not do something that you wouldn't necessarily do? Maybe leave town, stay away. But if you're not able to do that, how about you go out and you get your favourite food, you get your best movies, and you cuddle up and you do something that really is nurturing. And rather than looking outwards at other people, remember that you really are not alone. There are many people who are struggling. So kind of join the gang in that way and do something that really nourishes your soul. Get out. And sometimes it's a really, really good idea also to stick to routine in general.
Okay.
Because the day passes a lot better if we structure it. But definitely plan ahead.
Self-love. It's all about a little bit of self-love for yourself. Because there is a temptation, if you are feeling a bit down over Christmas, to just lock yourself away. I mean, if you are, like you said, mentioned there, if you are going to do it, make sure you're doing stuff that you enjoy, and, you know, watch a movie and buy your favorite meal and try and give yourself a bit of self-love. But I mean, COVID meant that loads of us, you know, had a quiet Christmas or two, whether we liked it or not. Do you have tips for people getting back out there? And I know a lot of people are a bit apprehensive, and there's talk of COVID knocking around again, and there might be anxiety there. Have you got tips for people who, you know, want to get back out there and just feel they can't?
Absolutely. And I have a lot of clients talking about this at the moment. I think the first thing to remember is that a lot of us feel anxious socially anyway. We did before COVID happened. So to remind yourself that actually it's okay to feel anxious. And the other thing is remind yourself that you actually are not entirely responsible for the whole social setting, that you can actually do as much or as little as you like, and maybe start small and maybe meet people for a coffee first, and, you know, deepen the friendship, get more familiar with people and expose yourself slowly. And remember, I think one of the most important things is when people are anxious, they almost feel that it's written on their outsides. And the thing is we never forget our social skills. They're always embedded in us, because they're hammered into us since childhood.
That's true.
And that's something that people fear, is I won't know how to be in society. I won't know how to be at that party anymore. You do. You really do. And the other thing is let go of the need to actually be in charge of it or the one who's the most exciting or funny and just see what happens, because everybody else has something to contribute as well. And you can sort of relax into that and know that actually somehow it will evolve. And the thing is that we thrive in community. We thrive in groups. So don't deny yourself that exposure, even if you are nervous, because you're going to feel wonderful after you've done it, and you're going to feel so much more confident.
That's good advice. Well, let's talk about the feeling of forced fun a lot of us feel around this time of year. You know, we're going to have a great time, Christmas parties, all that kind of stuff. How do we deal and navigate that?
I think we deal and navigate with that within ourselves. First of all, let's honour ourselves and our truth and what we're actually genuinely thinking inside, instead of allowing ourselves to have the shoulds and the musts and the coulds.
Yeah.
You know, just acknowledge for yourself how you're feeling about it, and then sort of regulate the amount of exposure or the amount of parties or the amount of events or social occasions that you're going to. Because at the end of the day, we still have to come into January feeling fairly well intact. We've a good bit of the winter to go. Mm-hmm. So I think about spreading it out and also making a choice of saying no. I mean, we talk a lot about honouring our truth and saying no these days. And saying no is part of our self-care practice. So it's really about finding out what you feel inside and just doing what feels right.
You made a very good point earlier. I mean, it's one day. Mm. It is one day, and the winter is long. So maybe arrange to meet that friend in February or in January when things settle down. There's this mad rush. I'm finding this mad rush and dash to see everyone that means anything in my life and do everything in the next 2 weeks. And I just don't have the time for that.
Exactly. And we weren't designed to run 24/7. Mm-hmm. And I do think that if we could speak to our friends particularly and say, listen, I'm a bit pushed today. You know, I'd love to meet you for coffee next week. This is nothing personal. Because when we sort of speak with transparency and we you know, speak our truth to people, people can understand us. And then there's no room for misunderstandings, and we can stay on good terms with everybody.
Good advice. Most people love a bit of festive fun. So how would you advise someone on the what to say or not to say to a colleague or a family member who's just not feeling that party mood for whatever reason? How do we deal with those people in our life? Mm.
I think it's about giving them time and spending that 10 minutes with them and asking them what is going on for them. Is there anything that you can do? And when we say, I'll be in touch, or I'll text you or message you, make sure that you do. And invite them, include them. But remember, it's not personal if they don't show up. And just stay fluid with it. And I always like to think, I, you know, check in with myself every morning. And I always say, is there somebody who could do with hearing from me today? And I think that's an important part about Christmas is, yes, it's a great time to have fun and we can celebrate and be joyous. But just reserve a couple of seconds to just say, is there somebody I could send a text to? And somebody I could make a meaningful gesture
to?
Yeah,
good advice.
That's about community, and that's about actually, you know, being part of sharing the whole joy of Christmas is being kind.
Overall, I suppose we just have to ask listeners to remember that it is okay not to feel okay.
It's totally okay to not feel okay. And the other thing, Jennifer, is that, you know, grief doesn't just go into a drawer or a back pocket over Christmas. Loneliness doesn't just disappear because it's Christmas holidays. And it's about acknowledging that, you know, through our communities and through our societies, and saying, look, it is one day of the year, whether it's the most fantastic day of the year for you or one you're looking forward to with trepidation, it does pass. And life goes on before Christmas and life goes on after it.
Text just in. Morning, Jen. So glad to hear that girl on your show. I'm struggling so much for the last few weeks. I lost my son 3 years ago, and this year I'm really feeling awful. I have a great husband, family, friends, but I just feel so lost.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to that listener. And what I would say from my heart to your heart is honour where you're at and leave room for the grief. And have a ritual on that day, Christmas Day. Put a photograph up, light a candle, or set a separate place. This is about you, and this is about what's going on in your life, and honour that, and don't let anyone detract from that, and leave room for your feelings. Allow yourself to express that grief.
There we go. Leave room for your feelings. You don't have to be going to every event and every work do and every party. Leave room for your feelings. That's very important to say. There you have it, folks, and just let the wave pass over you if you just can't face Christmas. Rachel, where can people find out more about you if they want to check you out online?
I have a lovely website, rachelgotto.com, and I'm on Instagram at Rachel V. Gotto. And I'd love anyone to join in because I'm going to be talking more about Christmas and how to go through Christmas if you're conflicted or if you've had a loss or you're alone indeed, because I know what that feels like.
Amazing. And don't forget that the Samaritans are just a call or click away. They're 24 hours a day. Samaritans.ie or 116123. Also, Pieta House are always there for anybody. 1-800-247-247. Thanks, Rachel. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.